Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report here on Spreaker and Spotify and iHeart and everywhere you find podcasts, especially you cheap bastards that are not paying for it. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 It is a gas to have you here with us this glorious day. I trust that you are well. You know what? It's Thursday. It's already the 17th of September. Already the 17th of September. Is that not amazing to you that we are more than halfway through September, looking into October, and the early next month is when we cast a ballot for president. Holy crap. As crappy as 2020 has been, it has at least been quick. It's at least been quick. You know, with all the lockdowns and the quarantines and the sequestering and all that stuff, it's already September. How many people are living a similar lifestyle than you as now, as you did back in February? I am. I go somewhere to work 6 days a week. If you include Sunday, I leave the house every day to go somewhere. Every day. Sunday, we go to church. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one job. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, another job. I don't know. Things don't seem much different than they did before for me, really. I'm every bit as busy. And thus, I'm every bit as tired. So I trust that you are getting back to something vaguely resembling normal. I hope so anyway. I really, really do. Because everybody deserves that. All right, listen, we've got some stories that we've got to talk about today. It is stupid what's going on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You can say what you want about the president, but there is a game that he plays well, and the game is breaking the minds of the left, which is really kind of funny that he's so good at it, and so many people on the right are so afraid. What's really funny is how people don't get it. They just don't seem to understand what the president is up to half the time. Because he is not, he is not the same kind of person. He's a different duck. He is truly a different duck. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about hashtag vote in person. Yesterday we did two stories, one on Michigan, one on New Jersey. This story that we're going to do today is on Pennsylvania. You ain't going to believe this. You're simply not going to freaking believe it. This is outrageous. We talk about a little bit about an LA sheriff that's calling out LeBron James. And we're going to have we're going to do the Bryce is Right today. So there you go. There's the whole thing. All right, so we're going to be back in just a second. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. Right. Well, thank you ever so much. Thank you so very, very much for coming this morning, for showing up, for being with us. We really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the stuff. You guys remember Barry Weiss, right? She was the op-ed manager over at the New York Times, the old gray lady, the paper of record. You remember, right? Right? This article is from my friends at townhall.com, written by our friend Matt Vespa. Former New York Times writer Barry Weiss was purged from the publication. She was not woke enough. Weiss is not a conservative, folks. She's not. She's a classical liberal. She may not even be a classical liberal, because classical liberals are libertarians. She's just not a crazed Marxist. It would seem Weiss being the lonely kid in the lunchroom because she's normal. Started long before the blow-up over Tom Cotton's op-ed about using the military to restore law and order. Remember that? And that's why the people at her paper got all crazy and she ended up losing her job. Actually, she quit. That caused a total meltdown among her hyper-left-wingers at the publication. Weiss described it as a full-blown civil war. Eventually, she decided to flee the paper, noticing how it become it had become a total loony bin. And yes, anti-Semitism was pervasive. And Weiss is Jewish. Well, this latest op-ed surely captures how the, quote, woke, end quote, left took over this section. We have some guy saying that even with a Joe Biden win in 2020, it won't cure his Trump-era depression. This is in the op-ed page of the New York Times. That even if Joe Biden wins, this guy won't be able to get over Trump. These people are babies. They're fragile. And when you're this unspooled because of an election loss, you need to get a life. Seriously. For all their lectures about privilege, it would seem liberals cannot take their own medicine. That being that they think that they're entitled to win every election because they went to college or something. They feel right on the issues. It's pathetic. But this phrase in the op-ed truly shows how these cultural terrorists have taken over, and it did not go unnoticed. According to the American Psychiatric Association, in 2017, 36% of adults described themselves as feeling more anxious than they did the previous year. Also, in 2017, more than 17 million American adults and 3 million Americans between the ages of 12 and 17 had at least one major depressive episode. A psychologist, Jennifer Panning, has even assigned a name to mental health problems attributed to this presidency. TAD, Trump Anxiety Disorder. Some of us broke four years ago and haven't recovered. Along with so many others, I had to ask myself what is meant to live in a system that allowed for a proudly racist and sexist representative of the capitalist class to seize presidential power. I mourn for the younger version of myself and that had cast his first vote for the first black presidential candidate on a major party ticket and had his cynicism challenged when that candidate actually won. No, I never assumed in my lifetime we would defeat the entrenched forces of white supremacists, hetero capitalism, but I had come around believing that a slow, frustrating, but ultimately sustainable victory and all the jubilation that would come along with it was something my friends, children might someday experience. This is the op-ed in the New York Times. When I can't sleep, I think of the time I walk by a Planned Parenthood center in New York City and watched a person affix a cross to the side of the building and pray over it. A reminder of how reproductive rights remain under attack and are in danger of being whittled down to nothing. I think of how Breonna Taylor didn't even see the police coming. I think of how I lost a great aunt to COVID-19. I feel fragile. But as the election approaches, I can't rely on President Biden to cure my Trump-era depression. If he wins, it will simply represent a return to the normalcy favored by Democrats and the lie of the American unity. A Biden presidency would not bring with it the same level of incompetence meets evil that we have suffered under the Trump administration, but without an agenda aimed at radically transforming or in some cases eliminating altogether the institutions that have caused so much harm, the best we can hope for is 4 years of bipartisan compromises that leave us facing the same challenges. Are you serious? Are you freaking serious? This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. Now, and the same token for me is how in the hell do you take people like this seriously? Now, these are supposedly educated people. These are the people that we're supposed to take seriously. This, and if we're friends with anybody who is educated, college educated, in the current system, either as a student and teacher, This is the nonsense that you're dealing with every day. Literally, it's the nonsense that you're dealing with every day. That this person, even if Biden wins, Biden is, because Biden for them isn't far left enough. Not nearly far left enough. He is still, I mean, we're still dealing with white supremacist, hetero, patriarchal capitalism. Just make, I almost think we want to cuss, just make stuff up. It's amazing. So, frankly, my thought on it, like, you know, if, I don't know how many of you, but I imagine a couple of you remember this. If you were whining, if you were a kid and you were whining, you were crying, sort of fake crying, and then your mother got tired of it and she would say, if you don't shut up, I'm going to, what's the phrase? Say it with me. Give you something to cry about. If you don't get it together, folks, we're going to give you something to cry about. We're going to give you 4 more years of Trump, and then we're going to give you 8 years of Mike Pence. Then you'll have something to cry about. When the pragmatist, and I guess that's about as much as I can say about Donald Trump, leaves office in four plus years, and the conservative takes over, the Christian conservative man takes over, in 2000, you know what, and for the next 8 years after that, yeah, then you'll have something to cry about. Then you'll have something to cry about. When Planned Parenthood funding actually ends under someone like Mike Pence, yeah. When the fight for religious freedom comes to a head for real, now you'll have something to cry about. Absolutely amazing. Makes me want to cuss. I'm not going to, though. Now, I have been posting on my Facebook page, and you should too, hashtag vote in person. Now, some people say that all this has been politicized, blah, blah, blah. Well, it has not been politicized. There's a not by me and not by Trump. It's because this mail-in nonsense, literally mail-in nonsense, is so open to fraud and so open to abuse. Like Trump said, we're not children here. We're not babies. We're not children. We can see this. When in Michigan, the governor wanted to send out, actually the attorney general wanted to send out 7.7 million absent or mail-in ballots to every registered person in the state. 7.7 million. Just send them out. How was that going to work out? How was that not going to be riffed with fraud? Now, you can think whatever you want about Donald Trump. If you are a freaking grown-up, seriously, if you drive a car, if you can rent a car, if you can buy your own damn plane ticket somewhere, anywhere, you can't sit across this table from me and tell me that sending out 7.5 million ballots to every registered voter in your state is not going to be riffed, covered in fraudulent behavior. That everybody's going to do what they're supposed to do. Are you serious? Well, here's what's happening in Pennsylvania. We talked about, yesterday we talked about Michigan and we talked about New Jersey. New Jersey found 1,600 ballots yesterday from a July primary. And they showed up in a box that was mislabeled, allegedly. But here we go. There's a Matt Vespa story. The source of this story is AP. Remember the Democratic firm that said Donald Trump could have a huge lead on election night, and that will end with Biden beating him due to mail-in ballots. Remember when we said that? Again, one of those things that the left looks at. Oh, that's just conspiracy. That's just Trump trying to set it up so it makes it look like there was fraud. But really? Well, Pennsylvania just made the scheme easier by trashing the voter signature provision. Counties in the Keystone State were told that they can't reject ballots over an election official's objections regarding signatures. Sounds like the situation that is ripe for fraud. With concerns rising in Pennsylvania that tens of thousands of mail-in ballots will be discarded in the presidential election over technicalities. Well, yeah. Officials in the presidential battleground told counties they aren't allowed to reject ballots solely because an election official believes a signature doesn't match with the one in the voter file. So you can't, if the signatures don't match, then that ballot can still be counted. A new guidance from Pennsylvania's Department of State that the state law does not allow counties to set aside mail-in ballots based on their signature analysis, prompted by the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania and the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh to drop a lawsuit in federal court on Monday. So here's what happened. The League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania and the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh had already sued the state. And they said they would drop their lawsuit if they stopped looking at signatures. So they went, okay. The groups have cited the lack of guidance on the subject and sought to ensure that voters have the chance to fix ballots that are flagged for perceived signature mismatches. As a result, in this case, Pennsylvania voters can cast their votes without fear that their ballot could be rejected solely because an election official who isn't trained in handwriting analysis, we're back to, gotta have an expert for every damn thing ever, thinks that their signatures don't match, said Mark Gaber, a campaign legal center lawyer who was representing the groups in court. The Pennsylvania June 2nd primary election alone, when 1.5 million voted by mail, more than 26,000 ballots were rejected, including for signature-related errors or matters of penmanship, the lawsuit had said. The county election director, L. Edward Allison Jr. of Lawrence County, said that the state's guidance is in line with his county's practices, and he doubts there will be controversial with counties. One way of fixing it is to contact voters to come in to verify their signatures. Again, Trump wins on Tuesday, and the lead gets smaller and smaller as different votes get counted. In different counties, how many votes do you need in this county to switch the county? How many votes do you need in this state to switch the state? How many do you need? How many can they manufacture? How many can they find? How many can they find in in the backseat of a rental car somewhere? Second, Pennsylvania is going to be tough for Democrats to flip. Don't believe the polls. Just look at the GOP surge in key counties, especially Bucks and Lackawanna. There are two counties that will be essential in clinching the state, but watch these two especially. We have the GOP base coming home, especially soft Trump voters, which doesn't bode well for the Biden campaign. On Lackawanna, the Pennsylvania Capital Star wrote, if the Democratic nominee can't bounce back in a big way in this region, victory will be exceedingly difficult. Democrats in this state just made that easier. We should expect more circus acts like this to arise with the mail-in ballot schemes. Maybe a lawsuit should be filed by someone soon. This is what we're dealing with, folks. Vote in person. Do not vote by mail. Do not. Go in. Do us a favor. Take somebody with you. If you live where I live, if you live in the Tampa Bay area, and you need a ride to the polls, I'm taking that Tuesday off. Going to drive around, do as much reporting
of what things are like, how things are going, as I possibly can. So, if you need a ride to the polls, I'll be going to a whole bunch of them on Tuesday, trying to document what I see. We need you to do the very same thing. We need you to go to your polling place, I mean, to your precincts and your voting places, and try your best to document what you see. Now, again, I've been telling you that every time I say this, we don't have any bail money for you, so obey the law. We don't have any money for bail for you. Zero. Not one nickel. I don't have gas money to come get you, even if you can bail yourself out. I don't have gas money to come get you. Do not break the law. Document as much as you can. You may have to take pictures from across the street with your phone. You might have to do short videos with you being the voiceover. And if you can interview somebody, try it. If you feel comfortable doing that, try it. In most places, you cannot do that inside the precinct. In most places, it is illegal to take a picture of even your ballot. I know people do, but in most places, that's illegal too. Do not break the law. But do your best. Get footage, get pictures, get interviews, and then send those to fightbackmedia@gmail.com. fightbackmedia@gmail.com. We must document this election. We must. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been so serious about anything since I've started doing this. We must, my friends, document this election. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with more of the morning report here on Thursday, September 17th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. We'll be back right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Fight Back Media is proud to have a rock-solid conservative contribute to our effort on the Morning Report. And now it's time for The Bryce Is Right.
This is Tim Bryce with my column entitled, Politicians, Are We Asking the Right Questions? I've been making the rounds through local political meetings lately and have met a lot of candidates for the November elections. Everything from congressman to senator to county commissioner to school board representative to dog catcher. There's a lot of new faces running for office, probably because they realize the citizens are fed up with the status quo. Interestingly, I notice a lot of the new faces are not much better than the old faces. I don't care what party you're in, there's a certain level of smarminess associated with a politician running for office. Maybe it's because the candidate is trying to appease everyone. You have to smile a lot, shake a lot of hands, and be a jolly Wally. I don't take these types of politicians seriously, and I tend to wash my hands afterwards. They're just plain smarmy, if you ask me. I'm generally disappointed in the types of questions we ask candidates. People tend to ask about their position of the catastrophe du jour. I tend to believe it's rather easy to answer such a question in retrospect. It's a lot harder to get them to give their opinion on what they would do in a future calamity. You tend to get vague generalities in this situation. I don't believe we're asking the candidates the right questions. As for me, I see this as an interview for a job, which it is. Consequently, we should ask questions about their skills, experience, and why they believe they are qualified for the job. For example, here are the typical questions I like to ask politicians. What is the biggest job you've ever had? How many people have reported to you? What kind of performance reviews have you had? How do you accept criticism? What is the biggest decision you have had to make in your professional career? How did you come to your decision? What was the largest project you worked on in terms of money and people? What was your specific role in the project? And what was the outcome? Was it successful or a failure? How do you prepare a feasibility study? What steps do you go through? What business skills do you possess, such as speaking, writing, negotiations, cost-benefit analysis, return on investment, and so on? Again, if this sounds like a job interview, it is. In a republic, the masses elect people to serve office and in the process make their own decisions. Although they should listen to their constituents, they are not bound to follow popular opinion, which would be a pure democracy. I therefore want to know if the candidate knows how to make a rational decision and has the proper character for the job. I would much rather know the answer to these questions than the latest public relations spin. We need more government officials with character than we need smarminess. Friends, keep the faith.
It's Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
Hey, thanks, Tim. We appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for popping in. Listen, The Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva called out NBA superstar and Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James this past Monday, challenging the LA Lakers star to match and double the reward for bringing to justice the suspect who ambushed two deputies in Compton over the weekend. Yeah, so if you're so in the community, how about getting in your wallet and seeing what we can do to find out the person who shot these two deputies. Now, apparently both of these deputies are going to live, praise the Lord. But what do you think? You think that LeBron's going to come up with a GoFundMe or something, or write a check, or get his friends to write, you know, from the LA Lakers to write a check for these deputies' families, or just to find out who the hell did this to them? Who tried to murder them? Basically, they were sitting in their car and they were ambushed. This was attempted murder. You think that LeBron James is going to offer a reward for information leading to the arrest of this person? You think? Well, hell no, he's not. Of course not. And that's why you can't take these people seriously. Because they are not anything like they are pretending to be. They're not. All right, my name is Blaine Lawson. This is The Morning Report, a production of FightbackMedia.com, FightbackMedia.com, FightbackMedia.com. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActivCare. ActivCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActivCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActivCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActivCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActivCare. ActivCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActivCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActivCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActivCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.